Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, three lines from the bottom, by the words Ve'en Melavnin. So we mentioned in the Mishnah Ve'en Melavnin Asara Ofim that you're not allowed to heat up these tiles on Yom Tov to cook on it. So says the Gemara, Ma'ay Kavod, what's he doing wrong? It's a Chayra, it's a Tzar Chaychol Nefesh, what's wrong with heating up the tiles? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Barachanam Rabbi Yechanan, Hocha Barafim Chadoshim Askinan. Here we're not talking about just regular tiles, that would be mutter. Here we're talking about new tiles. And the problem with new tiles is because you have to check it. Not always will be able to sustain the heat when you heat it up. Sometimes they'll just burst, they'll end up cracking, and if it cracks, it's going to come out that you did this tircha shel tzarich. So therefore, you're not allowed to heat up new tiles. It's a problem because maybe it will end up being problematic if it ends up bursting. Being that that might happen, therefore you're not allowed to heat it up. Some say that no, it's not a problem because maybe something will go wrong. It's a problem because heating it up is for sure something wrong. It's because it hardens it. When you heat it up for the first time, that's really what hardens the kli, and that's so therefore it's considered a malacha of makeh bepatish. Tanana, some we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin, that darsa, ishatarfa ba'kaisal, if you have a bird that you by mistake trampled on, or it got thrown against the wall, and there's a chashash that now it's a treifa, aisharitzatzta behema, or a behema attacked it, umifarkeses, and now it's having a hard time standing up. So then the halacha is that you can't just shachta right away, you have to be chayshish as a treifa. But if you wait 24 hours, so then that will already give us reason to assume that it's not a treifa. If it lives 24 hours, no problems, so that gives us reason to assume it's not a treifa. So it says the Mishnah, v'shasa meis la'eis v'shachta k'sheira. If you wait 24 hours and then you shacht it, so it's going to be kosher. However, Amar Belazer Bariana and Mishim Rebelazer Ben Antignus, it's not so simple. Tzricha v'dika. Even after 24 hours, you still, after you shacht it, you have to open it up and check it to make sure that nothing wrong happened, that nothing happened to the Eivarim. So now says the Gemara, this bird that has some sort of reisa, and that even after you shecht it, you have to check it to make sure that the Evarim are fine, so by minei Rav Yirmim Rav Zera, mahu l'shachta b'yamtif. This bird, are you allowed to shecht it on yamtif? Mimach sekin and reisa b'yamtif oylai. Do we have to be choshesh on yamtif that maybe there's going to be something wrong with the bird, and therefore it's going to end up being that you shecht it at shalol etzarech oichol nefesh, and that's a problem? Or do we say, no, you can assume everything's fine? Now typically, by a regular behemo, by a regular bird, you know, you have no reason to assume that the animal is going to be a treifa, and of course you could do the shechita. The shaila is over here, when we have reason to suspect that maybe something will be wrong, Lamaisa lived the last 24 hours, so in all likelihood there's nothing wrong, do we have to be chayshesh that maybe there's something wrong? So Amar Lei, so Reb Zera responded to Reb Yirmiya, and he said, Tanina, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein malavnin es ha-rafim litzlis behen. It says, you're not allowed to heat up the tiles to cook on them. V'havina bo, we asked in the Gemara, my kavod, what's wrong with heating up the tiles? V'amar Rabba bar Barchanam, Rabbi Yechanan, hachub rafim chadashim askinan. He said that here we're talking about new tiles, and the problem is because mibnei shetzarech lebodkan. That's because you have to check to make sure it doesn't explode. You want to make sure that the tile could sustain the heat. So what do you see? You see that because maybe there's going to be something wrong with this tile, so therefore we don't allow you to heat it up. So to over here, because maybe there's something wrong with this bird, we see that you have to be badkan, it needs a bedika, so therefore you're not allowed to shachte. So Amar Leis, Rav Yirmiya said back to Reb Zera, that's all good if you understand that the pshat is shetzarech lebodkan, but anan mibnei shetzarech lechasman mas nisan la. I understood that the pshat in the Mishnah, I go with the other pshat, that the reason why you can't heat up the tiles is not because it needs bedika, it's because you're hardening it. It's because you're hardening it when you heat it up, that's the issue. So you have no raya from the case of the tiles, that even for a suffik chashash, that you're not allowed to heat it up lechatchila, so too by the shechita, you have no raya that there's a problem to do the shechita because maybe there's going to end up being a problem with the if. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Now, this Braisa is not talking about Hilchos Yom Tov Bedavka. It's also talking about, it's only talking about Shabbos, actually. Says the Braisa, that Echon Mevia Sa'ar, we have one person who brings the fire, and when he brings the fire gets fanned a little bit, so that's a malacha of Havara. Ve'echon Mevia Sa'itzim, one guy, he brings the wood and he lights it on fire, also the malacha of Havara. Ve'echad shoyfes es akadera. You have a third person that now he has this fire in front of him, and he takes an empty pot and he sets it up over the fire. We'll have to see what's wrong with that. Ve'echad mevi esamayim, a fourth person takes some water and he fills up the pot, so that's bishul. Ve'echad noisim b'seichei tavlin, a fifth person puts in its spices, which is also bishul. Ve'echad megis, another guy stirs the pot, it's also bishul. So the lacha is kulan chayav, and all of them are chayav. Ask the Gemara, all of them are chayev. V'atani, but we learned in the Braisa, achrein chayev, that only the last person is chayev, v'kulam paturin, and all the rest of them are potter. So says the Gemara, like Kasha, ha da'aisi or meikara, ha da'aisi or lebasayif. In our case, the fire was brought in the first step of the process, and Mamela, all of them did something wrong, they're all chayev. However, this other Braisa, that says that only the last person is chayev, that's when the fire was brought at the end. So everyone else was just setting things up, but no one actually did a malacha. It's only the guy at the end who comes with the fire, he's then what completes the whole process. He does the bishul, he does everything, he's the only one that's going to be chayev. But our brace is when the fire is brought in the beginning, in Mamela, everybody is chayev. Well, ask the Gemara, Bishlama kulu kav di maisa. El shayfe says, hakadeiru my kavid. I understand all the people in our braisa. They did a malacha, like we spoke out. It was either havaro or bishul. Everybody did something. Everybody did some sort of malacha. Everyone did some sort of malacha. El shayfe says, hakadeiru my kavid. But what's this person who just set up the pot over the fire? What type of malacha is that? What did he do wrong? So says the Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, hacha b'kedera chadasha askinan. He said that we're talking about a new kedera, umisham liban ra'afim naguba. And it's a problem of liban ra'afim. So obviously Reb Shimon ben Lakish held that the problem with liban ra'afim is because of chasman, is because you're hardening it. And therefore he said here too also, being that it was a new pot, when he put it over the fire, he's hardening it, and he's being over on the malacha of makabe patish. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Tanur v'kiraim chadashim, harin kechol akelim anitalim b'chatzar. There's no issue of muksa when it comes to a Tanur or a kira. Different types of ovens, you could use it to store things inside of it. So even on Shabbos, it's not muksa, there's nothing, you can move it on Shabbos. Aval ein sachin aysam shemen, vein tashin aysam mimatlis. But you can't shine it by putting some oil over it, or by rubbing it with a cloth. That's tikkun mana, you can't do that even on Yom Tov. Vein mafigin aysam b'tsoinen. If it's very hot, you're not allowed to pour some cold water on it, kedei l'chasman, in order to harden it. When you make a kli really hard, the way you do it is by first heating it up for the first time. That makes it very hard. And then really, the real makabe patish is when you then take cold water and you put it over the hot oven, so that's really the makabe patish, so that you're not allowed to do even on Yom Tov. V'im b'shvil la'efois ha'reza mutar. But if you want to bake in the oven and it's too hot, so you want to pour cold water on it so that you could bake in it, so then it's going to be mutter because you're doing it to bake, even though a malacha is happening, makabe patish is happening, being that you're doing it l'tzorech ha'echol nefesh, so to speak, because you're doing it by way of your baking, so therefore, in order to get to your baking, so therefore it's mutter. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that molgen es ha'roish ves ha'raglayim. If a person wants to get rid of the feathers of his bird on Yom Tov, so he could pour some scalding hot water over the bird, by the head and the feet, and that gets rid of the feathers, and that's going to be mutter. Umahav v'noisan ba'ar, and you could also singe off the feathers with a fire. Aval ein taifu noisan b'charses v'loi ba'adama v'loi b'sit. When you can't use these various materials to get rid of the feathers, these materials, Rashi says, is the derech of oivdim, people who tan. It's derech ibun, and it looks like you're doing a malach of ibun, of ma'abed, and therefore you can't use these materials. You also can't use the scissors, because people who use scissors to get rid of the feathers, they're typically doing it not to clean off the bird, they're typically doing it because they want the feather. That's a malacha of goizes, so that you can't do. That's not l'tzarech ha'echol nefesh. V'ein goizen es a yarek b'tespeira shaloi. You're also not allowed to cut up vegetables on Yom Tov, but with using the scissors that's typically used to cut it from the ground, even though you're just cutting it up, it's already detached, but it gives off the appearance that you took it from the ground, the malacha of kaitzer, so that you're not allowed to do. Aval misaknen es akundis v'esak avios. You are allowed to prepare these different vegetable dishes on Yom Tov, even though they involve a lot of tircha, it's mutter. Umasikin v'ayfin b'porni. You're allowed to use a very large oven to cook in it, even though it's a lot of tircha, it's mutter. Umechamin chamin b'antichi. You're allowed to heat up hot water inside of a very large urn, even though some might assume that you're heating up the water, l'tzarechol. No, if you have a lot of gas, you need a lot of water, that's fine. Vein oifen b'forni chadasha shematifaches. Even though we said you could use this big oven, you can't use it if it's brand new, because maybe it'll end up cracking. Tan Rabbanan, a noivchim b'mafuach, you're not allowed to blow a fire using a bellow, because Rashi says that gives off the appearance like you're an uman that's doing malacha. Aval, says the Braisa, you can do it with a shinoi. Noivchim b'shfeiferes, you're allowed to use a tube, and use the tube to blow the fire. Ve'im misaknin es hashpud, you're not allowed to fix a spit, machshir yechol nefesh, ve'im mechadin oisa, you can't sharpen it. And says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, one last Braisa, the Braisa says, that ve'im mefatzin es hakana litzlis by maliach, like we had this din be'etzim on in the Mishnah on Beis HaMabeis, that you're not allowed to make a kli in order to serve as a hefsek between the salty fish and the grill. We had there you can't use a piece of wood, you can't break a piece of wood or a piece of paper. Here the Braisa says you can't crack some reed in order to use that as the hefsek between the salty fish and the grill. That's tikkun maneh. Aval mifatzin es ha'egos b'matlas. You are allowed to crack open some nuts by wrapping up the nuts inside of a cloth. You don't want the nuts to fly all over the place when you crack it, so you wrap it up in a piece of cloth. And then you crack it open with the hammer, that's mutter. Vein chayshish and shematikara, and we don't have to be chayshish that maybe the cloth will end up ripping. Rashi says, because even if it does rip, it's not kairei al menas litfor, it's only an isidur rabbanon, and therefore we don't have to be chayshish for this.